This is Tori, and we will be talking about Auschwitz and how it was like the prisoners were affected by Auschwitz.
Same, you too.
So the question is, how was Auschwitz conditions affecting the prisoners? In the beginning of Auschwitz, 1940, there were over 1.3 million or more in the camp, and there were at least 1.1 million deaths. In Auschwitz, the condition you were living in was very poor and sometimes very, very dangerous. The sanitations from the places were very bad in the beginning and came very positively dangerous. The sanitary posed a threat and spread throughout the camp, followed by the even hazardous typhus, according to a Auschwitz survivor. In Auschwitz I, prisoners lived in an old brick barrack. Several hundred of the three-tier wooden bunk beds were installed in each building. The overcrowding in Auschwitz I forced basements and lofts into use as living quarters as well. The second type of housing of the prisoners at Birkenau consisted of wood stable barracks. The interiors designed to hold 52 horses were turned into stalls. The stalls contained three-tier wooden bunks. Several hundred prisoners lived in each barrack. Nasty smell of straw and straw mattresses used by the prisoners suffering from diarrhea made difficult living conditions. Living conditions worse. The barracks were crowded from various sorts of venom and rats. A consistent shortage of water for washing. The lack of suitable sanitary facilities irritated the situation even more. It was impossible for the prisoners to keep clean or have change of clothes for the first 2 years of the camp existence. The prisoners had no access to water for washing. Later came water, but it was not clean at all. Prisoners therefore spent the existence in the camp dirty and filthy clothes, which increased the likelihood of them contracting infections and diseases. Auschwitz originally was conceived as a concentration camp to be used as a detention center for the many Polish citizens arrested after Germany seized the country in 1939. These prisoners included anti-Nazi activists, politicians, resistant members, and leaders from the cultural and scientific communities. Birkenau, the biggest of the Auschwitz faculties, holded around 90,000 prisoners. It also housed a group of bathhouses where countless people were gassed to death in crematory ovens where the bodies were burned. The majority of Auschwitz victims died at Birkenau. More than 400 smaller facilities called subcaps dotted the landscape and served as slave labor camps. The largest of these subcamps, Motowiz, was also known as Auschwitz III, began operating in 1942 and housed around 10,000 prisoners. When arriving at the camp, the upcoming prisoners were examined by Nazi doctors. These prisoners considered unfit for work were included young children, the elderly, pregnant women, and the weak, were immediately ordered to take showers. However, the bathhouses to which they marched were disguised gas houses. Gas chambers. Once inside, the prisoners were exposed to Zeppelin B poison gas. Individuals marked as unfit for the work were never officially registered at Auschwitz inmates. For this reason, it is impossible to calculate the number of lives lost in the camp. Some Auschwitz prisoners were subjected to cruel medical examination. The chief preceptor of this barbaric research was Joseph Mengele, a German physician who began working at Auschwitz in 1943, who came to be known as the Angel of Death, performed a range of experiments. For example, in an effort to study eye color, he injected serum into the eyeballs of dozens of children, causing them extraordinary pain. He also injected chloroform into the hearts of twins to determine both siblings would die at the same time and in the same manner.